Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cash back. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Porrick Horkin. Now, Porrick, you like Porrick, not Podrick, I presume.
Exactly, Pat. You get my name correct every week, I must say.
Very good. A member of the Horkin Garden Centre family and, of course, going to give us all advice as to what to do. It's very dry at the moment, Porrick, so what extra precautions do we have to take?
Okay, so a couple of key tips at the moment, Pat. First of all, don't be tempted to water your lawn. Let it go yellow and brown. It'll bounce back again once we get the first period of heavy rain again. So don't waste water in watering lawns. Don't cut your lawn at the moment as well, Pat, because the grass has actually stopped growing. And by keeping it a little bit longer than normal, you're actually keeping the soil cooler and stopping the sun from baking the soil. So don't cut your lawn either until the rain returns. There's no need to water established trees and shrubs and hedging plants and roses. So plants that are in the ground for over a year are perfectly fine. They'll weather this really warm weather perfectly okay. And try, if possible, to use recycled water. So if you're washing your potatoes or washing the dog or using water in general, even water that contains detergents are perfectly fine for plants. So if you are watering your plants in containers, then use recycled water as much as possible. If you need to, obviously plants in containers will need watering. My advice is to cluster them together, to bring three or four pots together, because the plants will give one another a little bit of shade. And also when you're watering, water in the evening time if possible, and give the plants a really heavy soaking of water, and don't water again for several days. So in my garden, the plants in the containers get watered every third or fourth day at most, Pat, but really give them a good heavy soaking. Continue to deadhead flowers. And also, this weather is ideal for hoeing weeds. So I get great joy in going out to the garden, using the garden hoe, and the weeds just wither away once you've scuffled them, particularly in this dry weather. And the other key thing, Pat, is to keep greenhouses and tunnels fully open, even at nighttime. Keep the vents and the doors fully open and get good air circulation in around your plants. And a good tip is to dampen them down. In really warm days, you can put some water on the concrete surface, and that helps to pull the temperature down as well within the greenhouse. So they're the key things to be doing.
All right. And the overnight temperature is going to be no lower than 15 degrees for the coming few nights. Pruning of apple trees, fruit trees, the new growth. What is the effect of doing that in midsummer?
Okay, and I know that you pruned your apple trees last winter and you've had no fruit this year. And any pruning that we do in the winter time, Pat, is regenerative. We're encouraging new growth, in other words, on trees. At this time of year, and I've created a little video that's up on my Twitter account, Porrick Horkin, just showing people how to prune apple trees in the middle of August. So what it does, two things, it reduces the vigor in the tree because we're pruning away some of the leaves. So we're stopping the photosynthesis. So the plants are actually on a little bit of a diet and it keeps the trees very compact. but you're also encouraging the production of flower buds. And those flower buds will form over the rest of the summer and the autumn and come into bloom next year. So my advice for you, Pat, is to prune your apple trees over this weekend. Give them a handful of sulfate of potash, and that will help to produce those flower buds for next season. You look forward to a big crop this time next year.
Very good. Now, loads of questions. Our lawn is full of low thistles. How can we get rid of them?
Well, remember that thistles are one of the best plants for bees in particular. They produce a beautiful purple flower that smells of honey, and the bees absolutely love it. But in lawns, they tend not to flower because you're cutting them on such a regular basis. There's actually a little special tool. I have one myself called the Weed Puller. It's made by a company called Fiskars, and it's ideal for pulling those long tapered roots of thistles, dandelions, things like docks and plantain in the lawn. So it's a simple tool, Pat. You press it just above the thistle and it literally pulls the weed out, root and all. So look for that. It's a Fiskars weed puller and it works really effectively on those long, those weeds with long tapering roots.
Next one from Joe. My hellebore has started to flower early. I cut off flower stems and some brown foliage in late spring. Right. Should I have cut it back more robustly?
Yeah, so after flowering, so the helleborus comes into flower. We call them the Christmas rose, and they tend to flower early winter, you know, coming into flower in October, right through Christmas and into early spring. Once they go out of flower in springtime, immediately the flowers fade. You cut them close to soil level. So you really give them a good hard trimming back. That stimulates new growth in the hellebore, but it also reduces the possibility of leaf spot, which is disease that hellebores often get. So my advice really is to leave them alone at the moment. They're going to come into flower as we come into the autumn winter period. It's a good idea to remove some of the foliage as they come into flower because it exposes the flowers. But then Joe should cut them really hard back in early spring, give them a feed, and they'll be absolutely fabulous next year again.
Alan says, I've just put down a new roll-on lawn. Do I need to water that?
Yes, you do, unfortunately, Alan. You will need to keep that irrigated. Very similar, as I said, for the planter pots. Don't be out there sprinkling every night. That's unnecessary. But give it a good heavy soaking, and 3 or 4 days later, give it a watering again.
I've been stewing some nettles to make nitrogen feed. Which plants would appreciate that feed, and how much should I use and how often?
A great idea. And nettles are absolutely perfect for making foliar feed, as is comfrey. And this is a great time to use both. Any of the nitrogen encourages green growth paths. So all your brassicas, your cauliflowers, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, anything with big leafy growth really loves nitrogen. It's brilliant on your lawn. Any foliage plants, so spotted laurels or green foliage plants in general, any plant will actually do well from a dressing of nitrogen, but particularly leafy plants.
A familiar question. How do I get rid of Japanese knotweed in the garden?
Well, first of all, it's a notifiable weed, Pat. You need to let your county council know. It's an invasive species. And so that's the first thing. Ask the county council, notify them that you've got a problem with Japanese knotweed. Generally, glyphosate-based weed killers like Roundup or Weed-Free 360 is generally what's used at this time of year to control Japanese knotweed. But the first thing is to notify your local county council.
I want to plant grass on an old flowerbed patch, which is full of weeds and stones. Can I just put on compost on top of the whole thing and plant?
Well, generally, the depth for most lawn seed, something like green velvet, you need a depth of about 6 inches, Pat, of reasonable topsoil. Now, there's no harm in adding some compost into that or some, you know, garden compost that you may have made yourself. And this time of year with the dry weather, it's really good weather for preparing lawns, getting the soil ready, tilling the soil, taking off the stones, raking the soil. I wouldn't put the seed in yet until rain is promised. So by all means, get the soil ready. And then as soon as rain is promised, get the lawn seed in. Put in a pre-seeding fertilizer as well, something like the Osmo Pro 1. It's a granulated feed. Add that in when you're adding the lawn seed and you'll have a beautiful lawn by autumn, early winter of this year.
A final one, a bit complicated maybe. I've a trembling aspen, about 20 years of age, at the edge of our lawn. But over the past few years, it started producing hundreds of young shoots up to 20 metres away from the tree. I've been mowing these as they appear, but is there any other solution, especially for areas that are not regularly maintained?
Well, aspen have this problem that they have the underground stems very similar to cherries, and they can pop up. Literally, the roots have spread out to that distance and you're getting shoots appearing. The lawnmower or strimming in the back is really the only effective way of treating them. You cannot use a weed killer on them. You're going to damage the trees.
So keep doing it. All right,
keep Pádraig. Trimming them. Thanks.
That's all we have time for. Pádraig Horkan joining us there. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cash back. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.